Now on to our final game. It's Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer is worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
We have a tie for first place, Luke. Tom Beaudet and Paula Poundstone each has 3 points. Mo Rocca has 2.
Mo, you're in third place, so you're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. The TSA issued a bulletin warning that terrorist groups might be staging dry runs at blanks.
At airports.
Right. A congressional committee voted to file contempt of Congress charges against 2 advisors at the blank.
Justice Department.
No, White House. Hillary Clinton called blank's position on meeting with what the U.S. calls rogue leaders naive.
Barack Obama.
Right. The city of New Haven, Connecticut became the first to offer municipal ID cards to blanks.
Illegal aliens.
Right. 3 people attempting to steal copper pipes and wiring from a blank were easily chased down and apprehended.
From a telephone.
No, it's a police canine training facility. Because of the rising price of milk, blank is raising the prices of its lattes and other drinks by 9 cents.
Starbucks.
Right. The Fox TV show 24 has announced that next season the president will be played by a blank.
A woman.
Right. Guards at Ozaukee County Jail in Wisconsin had to use pepper spray to separate 2 inmates fighting over blank.
One of those big goofy cheesehead things.
No, sorry. The lifestyle choices of Woody Allen. Inmates beware. Suni Previn's relationship with the filmmaker Woody Allen is apparently a hot button issue in the big house. Not one to be discussed lightly.
Ooh.
We advise sticking to less controversial topics like Woody's hilarious comedy movies or your prison girlfriend.
Mm.
Carl, how did Mo do?
Mo had 5 correct answers for 10 more points. He now has 12 points, and Mo has taken the lead.
Okay, we've flipped a coin, and Tom, you have elected to go next. You ready to go?
Yes.
All right, fill in the blank. Cyclist Michael Rasmussen was thrown off his team on suspicion of doping, even though he was leading the blank.
The Tour de France.
Right. Former PTL televangelist Blank died last Friday at age 65.
Tammy Baker.
Right. Mohammed Zahir Shah, the last king of Blank, was buried Tuesday.
Afghanistan.
Right. After his personal information was posted online, a Blank became the latest victim of identity theft.
Was it Bill Gates?
No, a prize-winning poodle.
That wasn't even close.
A team of security consultants. A team of security consultants say they found a flaw that can allow hackers to take control of a person's blank.
Their cars.
Wrong. iPhone. After receiving a tip, German police surrounded a van expecting to find a very dangerous criminal, but instead found a blank.
A harmless kitty cat.
A large toy beaver strapped in the passenger seat. A woman in Wuppertal, Germany, was returning to her car when she noticed a hairy, shadowy figure lurking in a nearby van. The woman, perhaps afraid of an attack by a deranged Robin Williams impersonator, immediately called police. Guns drawn, they surrounded the van, only to find that the huge, stuffed toy beaver inside was unarmed and slightly offended at the comparison. Carl, how did Tom do?
Tom had 3 correct answers for 6 more points. Tom now has 9 points, but Mo still has the lead with 12.
Carl, how many does Paula need to win?
5 correct answers.
All right, Paula, this is for the game. Fill in the blank. With 8.3 million copies sold in 24 hours, blank broke U.S. sales records.
J.K. Rowling.
Yeah, J.K. Rowling and Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. Anti-war activist Blank was arrested Monday for disorderly conduct on Capitol Hill.
Jane Fonda.
Nope, Cindy Sheehan.
Right, that's who it was.
On Thursday, Blank pleaded not guilty to charges that he was involved in a dogfighting conspiracy.
Michael Vick.
Right. In the second biggest plunge of the year, the Blank fell more than 300 points.
The Dow?
Right. After cycling through Iowa with Lance Armstrong, Democratic presidential candidate John Edwards got off his bike and said blank.
Ow!
Yeah, he said, my butt hurts. Is that normal? Disney announced that actors will no longer blank in any of the studio's movies.
Smoke. They won't smoke anymore.
Right. In an appearance on the David Letterman show, blank announced he was the new host of The Price is Right.
Oh, I can't think of his name.
Drew Carey.
Drew Carey, yeah.
A Louisiana man was arrested for trying to buy a plasma TV at his local Walmart after blanking.
Stealing a DVD.
No, switching the price tag with one for $4.88. Criminal genius Chandon L. Sims waited until no one was looking and then switched the $984 price tag on a 42-inch plasma TV with one for $4.88. Then, perhaps hoping no one would notice he was buying the unusual-looking Slim Jim, he went through the self-service checkout line and headed out. Sadly for Sims, the clerk checking receipts at the door wasn't fooled by the crafty, crafty scheme.
I can't believe you get arrested for that. I mean, that just seems more like someone should go, no, no, no.
Or you're an idiot.
Or one of these, or the crushing, we don't do that here.
Carl, did Paula do well enough to win?
Well, she needed 5 correct answers to win, Luke, and she had 5 correct answers.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
With 13 points, Paula Poundstone is this week's winner.
Well done.